Hi, I'm Beth, and this is the Uncabaret. You're about to hear an episode featuring Judy Tolan. Judy was one of the original members of the Uncabaret and one of the co-writers of the movie Casual Sex, also a consulting producer on Sex and the City.
Sexy!
And now, Judy Toll.
I met this Mr. Perfect Man. Okay. There was one guy that wrote me, and he said that he had read my essays, it's like school, and that they made him laugh, and that he was a successful documentary filmmaker. And he said, honest, with an exclamation point. And it turns out he won the Oscar for last year's Holocaust movie, The Long Way Home. Which I totally saw by myself in a theater late at night on a mission to see it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so serendipitous or something. So I wrote him back immediately and I was like, you bet I saw that movie by myself. I loved it, blah, 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 blah. And then I said, well, can I see a picture of you? Because I'm, you know, trust me, there's a lot of crazy looking people out there. so he didn't have his picture on J-Date yet. He said, my photo's not a bad sign. When they say, oh, my picture's not on there yet, it means that it might never be on there because they look like a monster. But or sometimes it's because they just signed on, and his number was a pretty new one. It's a little sad that I know, like, which numbers. Like, when you're in the 60,000s, they're new. That's how many people are on this thing. J-Date, check it out. You don't even have to be Jewish. My girlfriend's on it. She's not Jewish. Has, like, 5 dates already. Yeah, doesn't matter. Telling you, go run to jday.com. So,
are there actually like Jews looking for shiksas on the thing?
I wouldn't say that they're looking for shiksas, but when they tell, when like my friend told the guys that she wasn't Jewish, it never seemed to be a big problem. They never seemed to mind. As a matter of fact, I think they probably like it. Because then they're not like their moms. And most Jewish men have weird, horrible issues with their moms, except for my guy, who doesn't. And that's why he's so awesome. But, okay, so then he showed me how to check out his picture. And I checked out the picture, and he looks, like, unbelievably adorable. So I'm like, of course he doesn't look anything like that, because how could that be? Why would anything ever work out? So, I responded immediately, and we started corresponding. And then as this thing was falling through with this other guy, Mark, he said, I want to hear your voice, which Mark had said too. The old, I want to hear your voice. Oh, everyone wants to hear my voice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's so nasally. Who wouldn't be attracted to that? So we did talk on the phone, and then he asked me out. And we had a really nice talk on the phone. And I'm like, oh my God, this has to work out, because as the other, it's like if this other thing falls through and I don't have my backup plan and this thing with this guy and he's not anything like I saw or have heard on the phone, I'm going to go into a major depression, because, you know, everything had been going really well, lots of action. And then I would have to just sit with the fact, like, here I am again, totally alone, not even with a job, not even with a writing partner, and still the ends of, like, my stomach problems, which were fading because I was so happy. And then, but, you know, I mean, it was just like all that stuff could really come to the surface. So I was just praying that he looked like his picture. And but I told him, I remember writing him something like, he was really looking forward to this and had all these high hopes. And I was like, look, let me just tell you something. I've done